Now told him to now pick some of the arrows again and begin to hit it on the ground. He hit it 3 times. He said, each one represents the number of times you are going to have victory. You are going to be victorious only 3 times. This was the prophet. He was sick and he was dying. Elisha was dying. And the king came to see him. Praise the Lord. And he told, okay, do this. He shot the arrow, strike the gun. I say, all of those things were prophetic symbols of the victory in warfare. Imagine them standing in war. But imagine where the victory is coming from. Yes. Imagine nations gathering with all their horses, all their chariots. If you talk about today, and talk about F-16 fighter jets, talk about the Tomahawk missiles, you talk about all kind of nuke planes that carries nuclear weapon and all of those things. Those are not the places of strength. Those are not the places of victory. He just said, shoot the arrow. He didn't know what he was doing. That's why he was not shooting like that. And he said, look at you. If you had struck like 7 times, you would have totally had victory. Praise the Lord. The things we do here, the things you hear in God's house, they determine your destiny in the world. That is a simple analogy. He said, this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. He didn't follow him to the battle. He didn't carry, they are used to carry ark. They would take the ark and go to the warfare. He just came to see a dying prophet. And verse 20 say what? He said, and Elisha died. And his destiny was sealed. Elisha is not alive again that I can run back to Elisha. There are some moments you have it just once for some certain type of victory. Praise the Lord. So when you hear instruction, when you begin to hear the word of God and you don't apply your heart to it, there's a time and there's a season for everything. Yes. There's a time and there's a season. The next verse 20, he had not even gone to the warfare. After that prophetic declaration, verse 20, if you call it, he said, then Elisha died. The door was closed. He didn't say, okay, let me go back to Elijah, have mercy, maybe pray, maybe intercede, and maybe there will be another there. He said, Elisha was. Then, go to verse 25. How many times? That is where his destiny was sealed. He sealed it with his own hands. Was it God that sealed it? God opened the door. God just opened the floodgate. That's what grace stands for. When he said the season of amazing grace, God just opened the floodgates of heaven and he said he should come in and take. It's like just putting something here. It's not easy to take blessing. You don't know. It's like if God puts something there, say go and take it. It's not easy to move from here to just down right in front of you because there are so many opposition. As the man of God was saying he should shoot, the enemy was working on his mind. You know, he's a king. He said, we'll wrestle against principalities and powers, host of wickedness and all of those things. Maybe they are reminding him of his identity as a king. I was talking, in fact, maybe your entourage are there. And all of those people, you know, it's the king that was doing it. Praise the Lord. It's the king himself that was doing it. So Satan was working in his mind, and that was why he could not strike it. Simple thing to do, but it was so difficult. He said, just strike it. Strike the ground. And he said, Elisha was what? He was full of what? He was full of anger. Because he ought to have struck, and struck several times. That's how it is with quite a lot of us. James 1:21 said that we should receive with meekness. He said the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So many times the word of God keep coming. I remember this is the third message in the year. The first message that was preached to believe. The second one that Pastor Femi came in and was talking about the word of God that is being spoken over your life, that you should believe it. Yes. You should believe it. So you know, sometimes your destiny is hidden in those words. Yes. As great as the Apostle Paul, as great as his calling was, when God met him on the road, God did not do anything for him. He sent him to one Ananias that was not known. What if he had not gone? He said, go and meet Ananias. He was not part of the disciples or the apostles that we know. He said, go and meet him. The man opened his eyes. The man got him baptized with the Holy Ghost. He sent him to a man. Praise the Lord. That's the place of people in your life and people that from time to time God sets people over your life. They speak into your life, they stand and they pray for you. All of this God and all of those things. Sometimes there are people you walk away from your destiny because God has put them there. That's why when God sent an angel to lead the Israelites, he said, my name is in that angel. He will not forgive your sins. Moses said, we don't want him, we want you. Is he not an angel? Okay, this and that is not. No. He said, my name is in that angel. Sometimes God puts people in your life, he puts his name in their life, upon them, for you, for that particular point and moment in life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is how this is a spiritual house. Yes, things have been done. You see, the fountain of life is not in the natural, but it's in the spirit. That's why the psalmist prayed in Psalm 36 verse 6 or 8. He said, that will show me what? You know, he said that the fountain of light, call it up, maybe 36 or so. He said, which is the fountain of light, and in your light we will see light. Praise the Lord. All of those running up and down, those victory for all those elections, is not there. It's not in all those things they are doing. He said, he sets up leader and he brings down another one. Yes. Every leader is set by God. You should present to him two options. He's going to pick one. Well, the choice is him. Praise the Lord. Yes, you pick, like Acts chapter 1, they say Judas is dead, let his habitation be desolate, you know. But his bishopric, his calling, let another man take. They presented the justice and Matthias. They presented before the God and they casted lot, and God picked them Matthias. Praise the Lord. It's God that picked and ordained leaders. It's not the strength that men are running up and down. So even if you are talking about stop, it's not by analysis. Have you heard from God? The Bible said in Jeremiah, who has stood in the counsel of the Lord, who had passive and heard his word, come out and declare it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is where the fountain of life was. This is where it flows from. Praise God. So I'm trying to reaffirm and strengthen. That's why I say we should come out. That's the meaning of what we're doing just now. What happened to the king? I had made some notes while I was sitting down to come and say something, but as soon as I was coming, you know, that's how the spirit just take over, you know. And it's not a pre-taught something, but we have learned to follow the wind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's how things have been done. Okay? Okay. That same scripture, that 13, look at somewhere. That's 2 Kings 13, verse 16. You can read if you are there, verse 16. 2 Kings 13, 16. Okay. You see, Elisha did what? Elisha put what? His hands beside what? The king's hand. So many times you receive an instruction or the word of God comes, it comes with the authority and the backing of God. How did Joseph prevail? Genesis 49, you know. He said that what? The arms of his hand were made strong by the mighty hand of the God of Jacob. He said the archers shot at him. He said they hated him and what? They grieved him. But they say his bow abode in strength. Because the arms of his hand, that Genesis 49:24, he said the archer shot at him, but what his bow, they couldn't overcome him because what the arms of his hand were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. When you pray, your prayer looks so feeble, and looks so weak. But what did the Bible tell us? That the Spirit of God joined his intercession to our prayer. That so many times we don't know what we pray for or what we ask, but the Spirit himself make what? Intercession for us with groanings that can what? With groanings that cannot be uttered. That's the one you cannot see. The one you can see is your own prayer. Amen. But the one that you cannot see, that is actually what? That is the strength. And that is the main power that is behind everything. Praise the Lord. Everything in the kingdom, you get it by power. It's by power. It's by force. You can't get it easily. That's why a lot of people will hear the word of God being spoken over their lives, say it's not working. You get it by force. Everything, single thing you get to the Chronicles of the Bible, everything you get it by force. To give birth to the Messiah, he said, what was going to happen? How was it going to happen? He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. He said, and what will come again? Yes. He said, zeal is not even enough. You are so full of zeal and it's not enough. Look at the zeal that Peter had. He said, I will die with the Master. Anywhere you go, and all those arguments. He couldn't stand. Praise the Lord. When the little girl came, you are one of them, he was raining all manner of curses and abuses. Praise the Lord. But Jesus told them that you should not even go and preach. Until what? On the Spirit of God comes down from heaven and fill you with power. Praise the Lord. If God placed something for you to go for you here, just take it. You have to take it with might. That's why the Bible says that you'll be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner mind. A lot of marriages are struggling because of the weakness of men. Amen. It is might. For you to have a good and a stable marriage, it has to take might. Yes. Because Satan will stir a lot of provocation in the marriage. A lot. Small, little things will be the trigger. Will be the trigger, will begin to lay kind of, you can, it's just like those men that were called to the banquet. All of them had brilliant excuses. The hard thing that you and I will excuse them. I just got married. Okay, go and say, I just bought a property, you must inspect your property. let me quickly inspect it and come. All of them had genuine excuse in the natural, but God never accepted them. He said what? He let call another people to come and what? Can come and take it. To come and take. To come. There you have genuine and tangible good reasons and good excuses. But all of those things are rooted what? In the tree of what? Of knowledge of good and what? And evil. This is the good and this is the bad. The tree of life, there is no evil in that tree. Amen. Even the supposed evil will be good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Even the darkness will be light. Praise the Lord. So God placed something here for you to go and take it. Like I say, it takes what? It takes might. It takes might. It takes might. Because Satan will resist it. A lot of all of the blessings that people are not able to come to, there is somebody that is standing on the way. Everybody that Jesus healed in the Bible, even ordinary fever. He said he casted out the Satan. Fever. Say, I have one malaria. Praise the Lord. All of them, one after the other, everybody Jesus had an encounter with, and he delivered from whatever thing it was, Satan was directly responsible. Praise the Lord. So this is, I'm not coming here to preach so much. It's a prophetic season I've come to have. Everything we do, I just finished it. I'm just trying to explain what we have done so that you have an understanding of how things flow and work in the spirit. All of those things, after brief illness, sudden accident, and all of those things, praise the Lord. It doesn't happen that way. He told somebody in the Bible that you will not die until you see the Messiah. Praise the Lord. So they say maybe you can't. There is nothing can be said. Okay, maybe the driver was drunk and he left his way, he swerved to my lane and all of those things. The car will tumble, but the man will still come out alive. The vehicle will be destroyed, but the man will still be alive. Because there is a prophetic word upon his life that you will not die until you see the Messiah. If the Messiah was not born in 100 years time, the man will not die. Because the word of God lives and what? And abide forever. This is how we live life. You contend. You contend. You contend for it. Yes. You see, the kingdom suffers violence. The violent take it what? They take it by force. By force. By force. That word both. You saw Pastor Femi took time to explain that word. And God gave me wonderful understanding that day. He say what? You come boldly. He say if you don't come boldly, he can't see you. It's not enough to come to God. Amen. The manner you come will determine whether he will see you or not. There are prayers that God don't hear. Yes, he doesn't hear them. You have said, I have prayed for so so time. God said, you never prayed. Because he never had those prayers. A lot of people were touching him, but he never felt their touch. One woman touched him and he felt it. He said, who touched me? The disciples were. So all of those touches, he was not feeling it. Because he did not come in faith. When he said, come boldly, let me come in faith. If not, he won't hear those prayers. I'm telling you. It's not every prayer he hears. They were physically touching the Messiah, and he said that he was not feeling their touch. You may even pity him. Ah, they are rough handling Jesus. But he's not feeling it. Because he lives in another realm. He lives in another world. But once one woman just touched the hem of his garment, just a little touch. The woman was so weak and so broken. He used her last hand to pass through the crowd and just touched the hem of his garment. He said, who touched me? He felt the impact of that touch. Praise the Lord. Two people again in the house, the prodigal and the other son. One had a request. He had that request in his heart. He always had it in his heart. But the father never saw his request. Because he never. But this other one, whether his motive was wrong, whether his motive was right, but he went what? He went what? He went boldly. And he had him. He said, go and take it. Take the inheritance, divide it. He went and squandered it. He came back. The one that is for the son, the other son again, he shared it again. But this other one was there. He was frowning face. He said, no. He said the father never saw his needs. He never saw it. He said he won't see it. Right there in the house, he never saw his needs. But this other man, he saw his need because he came bold, he came in faith. The Bible says, let us come in full assurance of faith. He said, if any man wants from God, let him ask God that gives to all men generously without finding fault. Do you know that's how God gives to man? James 1. He said, does anybody lack wisdom? Do you lack anything? He said, ask God that gives to all men generously without what? Without what? Without what? He said, without what? Finding what? Without finding fault. But Satan will so weaken you by your fault as you are going. Weaken you by your fault, then God will not even hear you. So many faults, but he's so bold. His motive was even wrong. He was even had more energy than the one that was even righteous and complete and perfect. Amen. That's another level of spiritual understanding. He said, ask God that gives to all men without what? Without finding fault. Cain. Cain, he just executed his brother. And God said that the earth has risen up, rose up against you. You know they were going to kill him. What did he say? He told God, I don't want to die. Did God hear that prayer? Did God answer him? Did he answer him? God placed a mark on his forehead so that nobody will kill him. Amen. They had an understanding, though they had fallen, but they still had an understanding in God that they tapped into. Praise the Lord. Yes. Even demons. They were too, he said, how many of you who were legion? From that man he casted demons. He said, please don't send us to hell. Send us to that swine. Did he answer that prayer? Did he answer that prayer? Say, God gives to all men. That was demon, and the other one was Satan, was the shadow of Satan. Because if you go to 1 John, they say Cain was a direct descendant of Satan. He was a shadow of the evil one. If God had all of those ones, then you. He said what? He said, God gives to all men generously without what? Finding what? Fault. So that's why I say we should come what? Boldly to the throne of grace. He said, there you obtain mercy, and it will help you in time of need. I looked at the life of Jesus, right? He went to a village and healed everybody. Even the married woman that went to sleep with another married man that contracted HIV, why would they heal him? But see, every one of them was what? Abby? Nobody was excluded. When he said full of what? Full of what? Grace. Full of what? Full of what? You are not saying it. Full of what? Full of what? Your angels, they said they were speaking holy, holy, and they said the foundation of heaven was shaking. And you cannot even talk. Full of what? Yeah. I said that those angels were kind one to another. Holy, holy. The voice was so loud, so amplified, that they said the very pillars of heaven was shaking. And you are not talking. I say full of what? Yeah. Full of what? Yeah. Full of what? Yeah. Full of what? Yeah. Yes. He said, he is my dear Lord. Jesus is my dear Lord. He is full of what? Grace. And truth. Not for himself, but for me. And from that, you receive grace for grace and abundance of mercy. This is our identity. Mama was talking about our identity. This is who we are. This is our connection. This is our connection to God. He said, come what? Come boldly, come in faith. Come in that you will receive it. Praise the Lord. But Satan will try to stop us with unbelief. He's the one directly behind it. Yes. He will immediately you are going to get and he said the thieves come to steal, to kill. All their assignment is that you not have anything that God wants you to have. That's all their assignment. When they say the Satan goes about like a roaring lion, looking for what? Looking for what and the things that he divorced. Looking for whom to divorce and the things that he divorced. Let me explain it to you. This is what God has meant. This is your portion that God has meant for you. They will just want to scatter that you don't have it. That's the assignment. That's the assignment of all of those spirits. They are not that you will not have it. But you must rise up and say that I will have it. This life is mine. This thing belongs to me. God has made it available for me. Praise the Lord. You must stretch forth your hand and take it. You must take it by force. Amen. So that's the message and that's what we have done. From time to time, God will provoke your spirit. God will provoke your spirit so that you can lay hold of your blessings. Amen. Give yourself unreservedly to God. I have a lot of coppers in the house. And I have some coppers here. Let me give you this message before I leave this place. Now, look at what happened to Bro Amadu. He lost his job and he just gave himself to God. Praise the Lord. The word of God cannot be broken. He said, goodness and mercy will follow you. Period. Full stop. The word of God, why not take the word of God and believe it for what it says? He said, it will follow you. But you are what? You have a responsibility to follow what? To follow God. He told Peter, when he met him day one, what did he tell him? What did he tell him? Follow me. What was the last thing he told Peter after his resurrection? Well, he said, no, after I say feed my lamb, Peter was now asking this disciple, what is he going to do? He said, what is that your business? If I say he should remain here till I come, that's John 21, what does that mean to you? He said, but you what? Follow me. First instruction is what? What was the last instruction? That's the whole duty of man, ecclesiastic. Why not faith? That's an assignment. That's a work. That's a job already. You say you are jobless. There's no work here. Why not do that? And see God if God will not make a way for you. Praise the Lord. You're calling. Jobs I never applied. When he shared this, I was remembering my case. It's the same story once you follow God. Amen. It's the same story. I finished my NYC. The jobs I got, I never applied for them. My brothers went to see with my dad. They went to NMPC to see the PAMSEC. They went to see the PAMSEC on on political affair. Robert Audu. They went to see the man. About four of them, all my brother, about three of us graduated at the same time from the university. My siblings, three of us graduated. So two of them plus another one that was looking for a job. There were about three of them. They went there. They wanted the job. This and that. I said, I want to help them. NMPC was about recruiting. You know, that was when they recruited in 2004, 2005. And then they went to the man's office in the, you know, like that. They were there. I mean, I was in Kogi State. I was just, after my NYC, I was just facing God. I wanted to deep in my roots in God. I know, but, you know, I was just there doing my own. I never even applied for any job. When they went to the man's office, after I looked at all of them, I think the conversation, the man said he has another son. He said he should bring down. That's the one I want to give that job. He has not met me. Is he running up and down? When I was giving, I just told mama, it's not by reading GMAT. He said that they should go and call me. That's how they called me, that I should come. I should come and get it. When I got there, he sat in his office. He said, that one Kupopo Lukwabi was the NNPC. That is it Kupopo Lukwabi? How do they call his name? One Kupopo Lukwabi or something. Was the NNPC. He said the man used to come to his guest house. The group managing director of NNPC that used to come to his guest house that in the evening. I should come. Let's go there. You know, so okay. I said, okay, no problem. So we're on the way there. They now called me from Lagos that Zenith Bank is calling me to come and do interview. I was going to the place where in the afternoon, where I see the man, say that in the evening, that day or the following day, we should make a, they call me that Zenith is calling me right now. My sister said, you are going to submit my application. I never submitted. You are going to submit my application in Zenith Bank that they are calling me to come and do an interview now, this and that. This was around 10 or so in Abuja. And they said, I've never been to Lagos before. I've never left that. I've never been to the South before. I only know from Kogi, my home to university, from hometown to university in Zaria, then to Abuja because of this job. So I had to go there. Okay, I went to Lagos, like that. I got to Lagos 12 midnight, went and wrote the test the following day. As I was writing the test, the Lord told me I was going to get this job. I said, okay. The following day, they called me. The following day, early in the morning, as I just woke up, you know, with that dream, God spoke to me in a dream, you are going to get this. When I was writing the exam, he told me, even in the dream, he said, you are going to get this job again. That very morning, they called me for interview. I went for the interview that Saturday. We are doing the interview. I have not attended an interview before. So, I ended one stage and I left. After I saw some people, they asked me one or two questions and I left. I left. All of a sudden, I went to somebody's place. They were calling my sister. I don't have a phone. 2005. They were calling my sister. Your brother did not finish the interview and he left. They even said they should cancel his name, this and that. So he now called the person that I was with and now said, okay, I was not far from there. Let me go back. I went back and I said, oh, I asked somebody, are we true? The person said, we are true. That's why I left. He said, look, the group direct, the human resources, their group, Emeka, what's the name? You work in that office. The HR, the human resource, the head, you know. So, why she was saying they should strike out my name? So when I came, they say, in fact, madam said they should strike out your name. If not, that they called her for a meeting. They were supposed to call the next person. As soon as he said I was not available, he said you should strike out the person's name. They called her for a meeting. She went for a meeting. The interview was aborted that day. So when I came, they've called madam for a meeting. I said, so I come on Monday. When I came on Monday, I sat beside in front of her. How many are you in your family? And all of those things. The question they asked me in the interview, I don't even know how many departments in bank. I don't read all those things. I only read my Bible. Praise the Lord. I think you should read your books, read your GMAT. You know, I only read my Bible. I don't even know the owner of Zenith Bank. Who is the owner? I don't know anything about that bank. So that's why I was seated. People were waiting for interview. They were, who is the MD of this bank? Say, one Jimovia. Okay. I don't know all those things because those are not my line. I study my Bible and I pray. Amen. I do evangelism. So I sat down and he said, ask one or two questions and I went. And see, I should come and resume in 2 weeks' time. That's how I got my job. Look at Amadu. Four questions, he said, he don't know. The man said, the first day I met you, not in the interview, the man met him in Kaduna, not that day. So the first day I met him in Kaduna, that he said he wanted this job. That time he went to Kaduna. He just went to Kaduna to go and learn some things, you know, about the job and everything. So the man came there. If you had not gone to Kaduna that time, Mko, look at timing and season. He went there, he met the man, he said, okay, they should come. And when the man said, that day I saw you in Kaduna, I knew I'm supposed to work with you. If you had met him in this, it's another different ballgame. So this is how you get your blessings in life. Praise the Lord. All of those nonsense they are saying, job, all of those things they are saying, job, economy, and all of those analysis, it is not for you. What is God that is for you? He said, lay hold on good and you lay hold on everything. Can you rise up and pray? He said, you wish.